The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, on this 27th day of April, 2022, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have again Mighty Andrew on the board.
Good evening, Pastor and everyone.
Good evening. And way out yonder we have that Missouri parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
Good evening, one and all, and may God bless all of you.
Well, all right. Thank you, Joe. We have a lot to cover tonight, so we got to have lightning rounds, so we're going to have to get right to it. and since we don't have a prayer request that I know of yet, we're going to get right to it. So here, we had a request to do my intro again, my commentary. And so I'm going to do that. Of course, the title of the message was Storm Clouds, Birth Pains, and Times of Sorrow Coming Soon. And we were talking about in a Western culture, like here in the United States, Canada, and so on, I call them la-la landers, referring to the vast majority of the population, Joe. They know that things are not the way that they should or could be, but they're at a loss, at a total loss, to try to reason why. Now, they sense that they're, and they understand that there's a great cultural divide between the majority of people out there, the indoctrinated, and those of us that are biblically literate, that understand the Word of God. They know that the Bible's there, and they know it's got things in it, and they hear sound bites, and they'll quote those sound bites like, judge not lest you be judged, but they're clueless to what God's Word, the Bible, actually teaches for the most part. Now,
true.
They are in a fog. They are in a fog as to the meaning of the convergence of the geopolitical, the ecological, the scientific, the religious, the spiritual, the moral, the cultural, and economic new world order. They're seeing it all coming together, okay? They're seeing the woke corporations. Can't understand why these corporations want to get into politics. Well, it's a convergence of the one world order where the corporations will rule people along with the others. Remember Babylon, the Babylon the Great, is a combination, an unholy trinity of the political, the economic, and the religious. And they're all housed right here in the United States. We saw that in 9/11, the World Trade Center, where here you had the political and the economic there, and within, housed within the, what is it called, the New World Order, what is it I'm having? One of my, they're in New York. Housed within.
The World Trade Center, you mean?
Yeah, well, no, not with the World Trade Center, but.
Oh, New York, Manhattan Island, the business district of the world, kind of.
Yeah, well, it's not what I'm trying to think of. And I did take my.
UN headquarters is there.
United Nations, that's what I was trying to think of.
Is there. Okay.
Yeah, housed within within the United Nations is the World Forum on Religion. It's housed within there. And so here, they're at a loss to understand why they are being taught to accept and conform to beliefs that not so long ago, Joe, would have landed them in a mental institution. Things like killing an innocent baby isn't murder, but it's a constitutional right. Things like numerous genders and sexual identities, when they've always known that there's always been just two genders, male and female, but now they're told that there's numerous, and they know that's not true, but they're afraid, right, to stand up. They're bullied by the Antichrist left into silence when they know that they should speak out against the evil, but they're afraid. They're afraid being censored.
They're afraid of words, of being called words like racist, homophobe, and now they're afraid of actual government power and
they're afraid
to their jobs and livelihood.
They're afraid of being canceled or censored by the communist elite, by the collective. They feel mocked and made to look foolish when they have to pretend that they don't know what a man or a woman is or what a boy or a girl is. But they have to pretend that because they were told that by their trainers. And so they fear to speak out against the lunacy for fear, again, of being outed by the fake news media. They know that critical race theory promotes hatred towards white people, that it destroys the hearts and minds of children. It teaches children that they should feel ashamed for being and apologize for being born white. They know that burn, loot, and murder, formerly known as Black Lives Matter and Antifa, are to the Democratic Communist Party what the brown shirts were to Hitler and what the red shirts were to Stalin. They know that the woke movement is led by corporate whores. I mean corporate whores that have sold their very, very souls very cheap. They know they see pedophilia and sodomy and transgender and bestiality and child sacrifice on the rise. They know that these abominable sins will destroy a nation, but are much, 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 much too afraid to stand up against them. They see a wicked and evil Antichrist pedophilia named Jobama Biden, who is bent on destroying America, who is there, who is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Red Chinese government and is determined to destroy America. His mission is to reduce America to third world status. And so here they see him opening our borders to invaders. And when the very definition of a country being invaded by foreigners is an act of war. It's an act of war. But we don't have a military. Our military has been neutralized. Not the soldiers, but those that are in command. They are no longer on our side. They have betrayed America. They're committing high treason against God and against our Constitution. We see the Democratic Communist regime aiding and abetting drug cartels and human traffickers in a mad rush to reduce America to the status of Venezuela or North Korea. And the Biden crime cartel is working hand in foot with both the Mexican drug cartels and with the human smugglers. Now we, those of us that understand what the depopulation agenda of the New World Order is, have been to a great degree alienated from many times our families and friends. They're clueless. They actually believed Fauci made fool of these people. Fauci's and the other and Gates and that. They made fools of the people. They deceived them. They indoctrinated them. They dumbed them down. and they laugh at them. They've gotten them, they conned them in to taking the kill shots. Many are getting sick. Many are dying right now in vast numbers. But not to worry. They've got the fake news media. No matter what atrocities, no matter what atrocities these madmen, these so-called scientists that aren't, no matter what atrocities they commit, genocide or whatever, the fake news media will come a-whoring. They will come a-whoring with them. And they will, they'll tell any lie that they're asked to lie. Any and all lies they will tell. And that includes election fraud. Now, the fake news media is going to be in on doing whatever they can to try to stop the next election, because they know that what happens when, if there's a fair and honest election, their party is going to be in the street. Now, we, those of us that are sound mind and biblically literate, understand that the forcing of dehumanizing and wearing masks, that these masks, this has got nothing to do, nothing at all to do with stopping the spread of virus. It's all about dehumanizing. It's all about control. And it's all about degrading the very image of God and controlling the masses. Now, we're fully aware of the goals of Big Pharma to corrupt our DNA and to reduce us to being less than human. We know that many times more people are dying from the kill shots themselves than are dying from the COVID. We know this. This is a fact, and yet it's being hid by the fake news media that betrays the American people every single day. The fake news media has gone a-whoring with Big Pharma. They're running interference for Big Pharma to keep the truth from coming out. Today in America, the following institutions have lost all credibility. The AMA, the CIA, the FBI, CCD, FDA, HHS, DHS, DNC, they've lost all credibility. These are no longer any of them legitimate agencies. They are criminal. They're criminal. And so, Joe, we're going to pick it up in verse 21 and read through verse 27 and stop there.
Mark 13, verse 21, and go through verse what?
27 and stop there.
27. And lo, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven.
Okay, Joe, here now. When he talks about if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And start with verse 10 and read all the way through 16. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
okay.
Verse 10, and read all the way through.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Okay, Joe. The deep things of God, but God hath revealed unto us by his Spirit, for spiritual searches all things, just the deep things of God. Now, that's referring, Joe, to God's unfathomable, it's an unfathomable nature, and his plan. If you go out there and you ask Joe Sixpack, you ask most people, you know, even a lot of them that sit in the pews of churches, and you ask them, why did Christ have to die on the cross? Why did he have to do that? Why did the Father put him on the cross? Why did he do that? The vast majority of people are clueless. You know, I've always wondered about that. Seems like a horrible thing. Seems like God didn't have to do that. God could have done, he wouldn't have had to do that. God could have just made people obey him if he wanted to, I think, right? Okay?
Right, yeah.
So they had no idea of why, you know, what the reason was. He goes, you know, and then here too, because it's all a promised plan of salvation. They didn't understand that God's ways are so much higher than ours. And so here...
Well, one, they cannot comprehend the power of God. They have not been taught that God existed before the creation of the known universe. He exists far after, and before he created creation, he knew the end result because he was there after it happened. So he knew beforehand what all was going to happen before he created. And this is something I notice is not taught in most churches, and most people that go to church have never heard this and cannot comprehend that at all. They've never been taught.
Well, how can God do something that's beyond my comprehension? I mean,
really, I think that's part of it. Well, if I can't understand it very well, I can't, you know. They cannot comprehend the awesome power of God, that he's immutable, that he's pre-existent, that he's, you know, omnipresent, he exists in all times and in all places. They just do not grasp how powerful God is, so they try to bring him down to something that their little mind can comprehend.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Now, when Paul's speaking there, are his words authoritative?
Oh, extremely.
Okay,
he
so
was taught directly by Christ himself. Everything
so,
Paul knew, God or God taught him.
So now, as he's speaking here, because he tells you the reason, you know, who is responsible for what he's saying. So he's not telling you, this is my opinion here, and this is the way I feel about it, my gut feeling. But he's saying, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. So what kind of a record does the Holy Ghost have for getting things right?
Perfect.
Okay, and so...
Absolutely perfect. Well, he says we might know the things that are freely given to us, to those who have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have been given this gift. It is not given to everybody.
Okay, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So, okay, so now if you go to a Democrat... And you tell the Democrat, I've got the Holy Spirit dwelling within me. I've got the, how can he grasp that? Can he comprehend? How do you have the Holy Spirit?
He is beyond him. He laughs. He doesn't believe it, doesn't comprehend it. And so to them, it's a joke.
Okay, so
we're nuts. They're those crazy Bible thumpers, Jesus freaks, you know, those guys.
Okay, so... So they can't, I mean, it's, well, you know, I don't have no Holy Spirit in me, so I don't, I, you know, if I don't have no Holy Spirit in me, how can he have one in him, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so, I mean, I haven't experienced that, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet himself is judged of no man. How could that be? I mean, aren't they judging us every day? Don't the world judge us every single day?
Well, they do, but God says they really have no right to judge us. It's just false. You see, Jesus was the physical. He came, begotten of the Father. The physical came from the spiritual. God was the Father was spirit. He created the physical universe. He created the spiritual son, physical son and physical man. So beyond everything, in charge of everything, is what? The spiritual. Came first and is in control of all things.
Okay, so when you have you noticed that often the lines of communication between us and the world, and I know I have people listen to this radio program, and this is not what they've been hearing on the 6 o'clock news. This is not what so they'll call or they'll call the office to try to straighten me out because. You know, this is not what they're hearing. This is not what they heard Circle Back Jen Psaki say.
Right.
And so, in their little mind, in that little mind that's there, that indoctrination, they're clueless.
You and
to.
I have gotten everything all wrong. We just don't get it.
Right. So here, he goes on to say, for who hath known the mind of the Lord? Well, let me go here. When he says that we are to judge all things, we are to judge all things. I mean, haven't you heard, judge not lest you be judged? I mean, we used to hear that at the abortion all the time, right?
I'm right. It's the one phrase that somebody taught them that they remembered.
It's a sound bite. But if you go on reading, you'll find out Jesus says, but when you do judge, he doesn't say we're not to judge. He says, but when you do judge, judge with a righteous judgment, meaning don't hold other people up to higher standards than yourself.
So, amen.
Okay, so...
If you're busy stealing money from your company at work, you better not judge somebody else for shoplifting.
That's right.
That's what he means. You'll judge not lest ye be judged. If you are... You know, out there guilty, if you haven't stopped that kind of behavior, repented of your sin, changed your ways, you have no right to judge at all.
Okay, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? How can we know the mind of the Lord?
We can't, but through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can be guided and directed. That's why the line says... We have the mind of Christ through the indwelling of his Holy Spirit.
So
Jesus said, I am in the Father in me, and I am in you, meaning you and I. And that's where we get our wisdom and knowledge and guidance is from him, the Holy Spirit.
So then by the Holy Spirit, we have insight into some of God's plans. Not all of his plans, because he's telling you there are things that he's reserved and are not for us to know, but the things that he has made known to us and God's plans and God's thoughts and God's actions, they in fact have the mind of Christ. That's what he's telling you here.
Yeah. So he said we know enough. There are a lot of things that are real. There are more books written than the world could hold, something like that. But we are given everything we need to know.
Do we know enough in order to... So when we petition the Lord in prayer, that we petition him in such a manner as praying in a way that the Lord would answer those prayers, that we pray in accordance with his will,
right,
and not outside
the right
that?
Things for the right reason, and we pray that his will be done.
All right. You're starting to get pretty smart, I'll tell you. I've been
recovering from that brain damage little. I got it the other night. You'll ask a question, and my mind just will not work fast enough. I know the answer, but it just won't come for a while. About 5 minutes later, oh, yeah, I knew all that. But
well,
we're getting there. We're getting better.
Let's take a break. We'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away. More to come. Much more.
There's a man who leads a life of bondage. To the federal government, he pays his homage. Seems the more he tries to make, the more they tax and take. Odds are he won't live to pay his mortgage. U.S. citizen, U.S. citizen. Well, they've issued you a number for which you've signed your name. Back when we were strangled by depression, while FDR was selling out the nation, there was devised an evil scheme. It was a wicked tyrant's dream. Nine numbers now that chain you to their system. A U.S. citizen, U.S. citizen. Well, they've issued you a number for which you've signed your name.
In March of 1933, President FDR declared the bankruptcy of a private corporation known as the Federal U.S. Government. In order to con the American people into paying this fraudulent debt, he set up the Social Security Act. When you sign your Social Security card, you unwittingly become a federal U.S. citizen, pledging your life, liberty, and property as surety for a debt you don't owe. In other words, you become a federal debt slave to your federal master, Uncle Samuel.
Now don't despair, there is a sure solution. Sure to start a righteous reformation. You can refuse to play their game. We send the number off your name. Just file the forms and drop out of the system. U.S. citizen, U.S. citizen. Well, they've issued you a number for which you signed your name. Now you don't have to play their game. Don't let the fraud enslave your name. Resend the number off your name.
All right. They can't do anything more to you, Carl. You're at home with the Lord.
Amen.
And your work goes on. There you go, old buddy. Your work goes on. All righty. Very good. You know, did you, by the way, Chuckie Schumer say, we got to raise taxes, we got to raise taxes, we got to tax them more, we got to tax them more. You know, we can't leave them with anything, right?
Well, we got to tax our way out of this inflation and debt.
Yeah.
we got to print more money, inflate the dollar even more to stop inflation. I mean, the illogic and the insanity just rolls out of his mouth. It's unreal.
It's about destroying America to reduce us to third world status. Former Rep. Steve King.
Well.
Former Rep. Steve King reveals what really goes on in Capitol Hill. McCarthy worshipped the New York Times and is forcing GOP members to sell out to globalists. We've got to have a zero tolerance to rhinos. McCarthy should go. He's got to go. After years of constantly praising the New York Times, capitulating to Liz Cheney and the Democratic leadership and kicking members who stand in the way of advancing a progressive agenda off of their committees, thereby crippling their ability to fundraise. Inescapable karma is coming full circle for conniving House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, warns former Representative Steve King. Steve King's always been on the up and up. And McCarthy's getting caught. You know, that's what they do. They infiltrate, they buy them. The New York Times is McCarthy's Bible, King told the Gateway Pundit. An exclusive interview, McCarthy more or less worshipped the New York Times. And the New York Times reporter said the New York Times reporter to me, he said the New York Times would not make a mistake. They are professionals. They wouldn't make a mistake even in the punctuation now that we are at the New York Times. Turned around and laid this on him. So there you go. We'll just, he betrayed. He was one of those, remember, on January 6th, he was one of the betrayers that betrayed us.
Yeah, and so, exactly. And he got caught on tape, you know, talking about Trump, that Trump needed to be impeached and Trump needed to resign. Said, okay, and then, oh, he really didn't say things. And then turns around after they played the tape, you know, showing that, yes, he did say all these things. Oh, well, you know, just kind of downplay. Well, I talked with Trump and everything's fine between us. And
well, you see what happened when McCarthy betrayed us and the New York Times betrayed him. On Thursday, the New York Times investigative reporters Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns released passages from their latest book, This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future. And in the book, the two claimed GOP House leader Kevin McCarthy told Liz Cheney on January 10th, 2021, called that he would counsel Trump to resign before the end of his term. When the claims within the book broke early in the news, McCarthy's spokesman, Mark Bednar, refuted them, saying McCarthy never said he'd call Trump to say he should resign. McCarthy himself called the claims about his conversations totally false when New York Times reporter reported on them earlier in the day. Then he got caught.
Tape recordings are wonderful things, aren't they? They record, like you and I get recorded every night when we talk. It's on the record.
Yep.
But
Rachel Maddow, Rachel Maddow leaked the private phone call on her show Thursday night of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy with Trump-hating lunatic Liz Cheney. She'll be out after this next election. She'll be gone on January 2021. The people there, the Republican Party, want no more part of her at all. And so that's one rhino that I believe it will be. You'll see. They're not going to be able to buy. It's going to cost them way too much to try to buy her seat back.
Well, okay. You look at McConnell spending all that money to keep what Congressman Senator McCluskey? Like, no, what's her name?
McCluskey? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. McCluskey, I think it is.
Yeah, anyway, that real liberal Republican. I mean, McConnell's got to go, too. I mean, he's got Elaine Chao, his wife. They've got millions of dollars in business deals through his wife and her.
With a red Chinese.
With a Chinese. Mm-hmm. And he has only backed Trump when he absolutely had to. He's tried to cut Trump off at the knees before. He is one of the biggest rhinos out there, but the Republicans are afraid to lose McConnell and McCarthy because they're good fundraisers, and they're worried about the money, not the principle. And that's what's killing Republicans. They've got to start standing for principle, not worrying about the almighty dollar.
Well, you know, hats off to Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
Hats off to Matt Gaetz. Hats off to Jim Jordan. Hats off to Green. What's
Green,
her name?
Yeah.
Margaret Green.
Taylor Green. Paul Gosser of Arizona.
Yeah.
Barry Moore out there in Alabama. And Lauren, I think it's Boebert of Colorado. I think that's how you say it.
That's that little bitty, real cute little thing who's got the, runs around carrying a gun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So we've got some fighters there, and we need to elect a lot more that'll stand up and, regardless, tell the truth.
Well, there's a whole.
Tried to get rid of Gaetz.
Yep, there's a whole lot that want to go do that, like Jan Porter, and I think Jan's got an excellent chance of getting in there, and she'll hook up with those. And boy, believe me, she's pulling at the bit to go after the squat.
Yeah, she'll work with Jim Jordan, I guarantee you on that.
Yep. Anyhow, here you go. Another Biden link to Beijing. Tens and millions in anonymous Chinese donations to UPenn Biden Center revealed. It just keeps coming out more and more every day. And the fake news media, as hard as they're trying to keep this stuff buried, they're having a hard time doing it. So there can be little doubt among reasonable Americans at this point that Joe Obama Biden is one of the most corrupt, compromised presidents in the history of America. and is way long past time for him to be removed from office because he and his family are wholly owned by the communist Chinese. Where have you heard that before, Joe?
I think we've mentioned it a few times in this program.
Yep.
Going way back. We were, back when we were talking about how corrupt Biden was when he was a senator, let alone before he became vice president.
Yep. The latest thing was uncovered by a government watchdog group that is now demanding that the U.S. attorneys investigate Hunter Biden in Delaware. Also took into tens of millions of dollars in anonymous donations from China to the Ivy League institution, the University of Pennsylvania, where there is an academic center named for Joe Biden.
Yep.
According to the New York Post, which has been all over the Hunter Biden corruption story since before the 2020 election, UPenn took in some $54.6 million from 2014 through June 2019, from the CHICOMs, including $23.1 million in anonymous gifts beginning in 2016, before then-Vice President Joe Obama Biden left office and while his son was scooping up millions and millions of corrupt deals in Ukraine, Russia, China. All the public records indicate that. So there you go, folks, which we've been telling you all along. It's coming out. Everything we've been telling you now for a couple of years, for several years, is starting to come out.
Oh, especially like right now, you've got Biden coming out. I don't know anything about my son's business dealings. Never talked to my son about business. Well, Eric Schwerin, the president of Rosemont Seneca, that was a partner with Hunter, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he met with Joe while he was vice president, and the logs show he had 19 visits paid to the White House, where he went in according to the archived visitors logs. So here is Hunter Biden's partner in crime, 19 visits to the White House, but we don't know anything about my son's business.
Yeah.
And now they found that we did this the other night that Biden said he would pay about $800,000 and cover the debts of Hunter Biden and his associate, and that the copy of all this was on an email sent right to what? Richard Ruffner, a personal aide who was working for Joe Biden when he was vice president. So, I mean, stuff is coming out almost, like you said, almost daily, and there are more and more emails being deciphered and sent out. This is like the song that never ends. It's going to keep going because there are another, couple hundred thousand emails?
Right, and you've got a dirty cop, Merrick Garland, is going to try to do everything he can to try to stop these. You know that that's going to happen right now. Just like they're going to go after Elon Musk. They're going to go after him big time because, remember, to censor us, all of the censorship is working with Twitter, they're working hand in hand with the so-called Department of Justice, the FBI, and CIA to censor us. Okay, and so now here you've got big money, but the corrupt, the very corrupt, the extremely corrupt so-called Department of Justice and FBI are going to go. They're going to do whatever they can to stop him, and so American people. Got to stand up. The American people have to stand up. You have to stand against this corruption.
Well, we know that Musk took over Twitter. So what are they doing right now? The Department of Homeland Security, Biden, is establishing a board to counter disinformation that'll be, get this, Pastor, and headed by a former advisor to the government of Ukraine, who declared that Hunter Biden's infamous laptop was a Russian influence operation. This person, Nina Jankanowicz, previously served as disinformation fellow at the Wilson Center, a liberal Washington think tank, will head the board as the executive director of this department of disinformation that's going to be set up within the Department of Homeland Security. And she's the one, remember we talked about the highlighted Twitter thing about the evidence-free claim by the 51 national security officials that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation.
We named 10 at a time, you know, for I think it was 5 days.
But this is the lady that came out, you know, and highlighted all this. And she said, she called, we're not going to be talking about a fairy tale about a laptop repair shop. And anyway, so this is what the government's doing on that. Now, Google is going woke. They are putting in a new, in their search engine, inclusive language function to cut down on, quote, politically incorrect words. We're going to be extremely politically correct. Anybody that uses Google and this inclusive language function will keep you from using any politically incorrect words. Like, can't use landowner. It'll have to be property owner, proprietor. You know, humankind. No, it has to be mankind. Is the suggestive. Humankind is the alternative to mankind. We got to get rid of that word man. So anyway, get rid of housewife, all this kind of stuff. So they're doing everything they can to control our speech.
And this is why, Joe, people need to do the best they can to support radio programs, talk radio. They've got to do all they can to support talk radio. Because we're right now, we're the last batch out there of being able to get this message out. Now, you know, and I praise the good Lord for those that we do have on that are being carried on the different internet sites. And I'm praying that Elon Musk will be able to overcome and stand against the very, very corrupt FBI, the very corrupt CIA, the very, very corrupt Department of Justice, which is not a Department of Justice at all. And so that's why people really need to do all that they can to keep us out there. And also, probably a very, very good time to tell folks, if you're not getting our newsletter, you really should, because all of these articles that we're telling you about, we're sending you what you hear us talk about here. We can only do lightning rounds because there's so much for us to get out that we can't go into in depth as we do in the articles. But we have these articles available. You'll get them in our newsletter. And it would be a good thing for you to do, like Joe does and others, to make copies and pass them out. And that has been happening a lot. And we get feedback from people who have friends that get our newsletter, and they show them this is what they get. Then they write to us, say, look, I'd like to have that newsletter too. It doesn't cost you anything. Just write to WRWL. That's WRWL Ministries, or just WRWL is all you have to do. 14781. That's 14781 Sperry. That's Sperry Road, Newberry. That's Newbury, Ohio. 44065. Now, Joe, we need to give this out again. And a lot of people say, why don't you just give them your website? Joe, listen to this. There's something we know, because remember what we just read? We have the heart, the mind of Christ. Right. We know, Joe, listen to this, because this hardly anyone knows this but us. There are a lot of people out there that are not on the internet, don't even have computers, but they do have telephones. They do have telephones, and they do know how to write. And they have radios, and many, many of those people, like us, are listening to the radio program right now, and they can't go up on the website because they don't have a computer to do that, okay?
Right. Most of them don't have televisions.
That's right.
That's why they listen to the radio.
And so a lot of them live out way out yonder in the country like you do, Joe, and they'd actually have to get in a car, drive into the town, go to a library, and hopefully get someone to help them on the internet.
Computer, yeah.
Right, but now they can get that by simply writing to us at WRWL, that's WRWL, 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. For you that are on the computers, just go up to our website, wrwl.org, and it can show you right there how you can apply for our newsletter. By the way, I want to say this too, because we got people saying, why didn't you have this? You had this politician on or a candidate. Why didn't you have another? Okay. Now, for you folks out there listening and wanting to know why I haven't had, say, Josh Mandel on, why don't you go? First of all, folks, we don't go and solicit politicians. They come to us, okay? The reason we've had some on and not others is because the ones we've had on have asked to be on. They've asked to be on, okay?
Exactly.
So here, now, in fact, Josh Mandel did ask to be on, and I gave him my card, and I said, you call me when you're ready, and we'll set up a time. Okay, now I know he's been pretty busy, but if Josh wants to be on, then he can, all he has to do is call me, and we'll put him on. But we're running out of time now. Okay, but after May 3rd, after our two primaries now, Joe, because of the corruption, that money, that George Soros money, that was spread around to reach the people and to corrupt, to do where it comes to the areas of the, what do you call it, when you, I'm having one of your nights tonight, Joe.
Yeah, you didn't get your head scrambled, but it still happens occasionally. Call it
yeah.
A moment.
Yeah. Where anyhow they decide what areas or what territories you're going to be, and how they cut it up.
Redistricting.
It's confusing so many people. So because of that, that dirty money got to the right people in Ohio, and we all know that. There was a so-called Supreme Court justice, that was overheard saying that as long as I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure Donald Trump never wins Ohio again. And this person's supposed to be a Republican there. So what does that tell you?
A lot of Republicans are Republicans in name only. They hate Trump because he was successful, because he actually said, I'm going to do this, and went and did it. And for some reason, I think they hate the fact that he was successful, that he would do things he said, and it makes other people look bad, and I think there was a lot of resentment.
Yeah.
Because, we don't stack up. Well, I haven't done what Trump did, but I'm grateful he did.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
And there were a couple rhino politicians got caught saying that if he keeps this up, people are going to expect all of us to keep our promises.
Yeah. That was, I think, all of a sudden keep, and part of it, they were also jealous. So many people go to Washington to get rich. We know they go there, some of them fairly poor. A few years later, they're millionaires, and some of the richest people in the country are senators and congressmen in the, first, there are more millionaires in the Democrat Party than there are than the Republicans. And they try and say, we are the party of the rich. No, we really aren't. It's the Democrats that have far more millionaires.
Oh, yeah.
And billionaires.
The 10 wealthiest U.S. senators, the 10 wealthiest U.S. senators are all Democrats. The
amazing,
10 richest.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And they call us the party of the rich. See how they always accuse the other side of doing exactly what they're doing. We've been telling people that for 30, 40 years.
You know, so, I mean, that's something when McConnell is not even in that top 10. So there you go. Now, Goya Food CEO warns we're on the precipice of a global food crisis. Guess who's been talking about that, Joe?
We've been mentioning that, telling people to get prepared, and I've been telling them, grow a garden. You can take, if you've got any kind of backyard, you can grow container gardens. You can,
we're doing it. Our church is growing a victory garden this year.
Hmm.
And so, and they're doing it at my place where I live. Okay, so food wars. Russia bans fertilizer exports to crush global markets. Hungary bans all grain exports. Remember, a bushel of wheat for a penny?
Right.
Earlier this week,
right there, said it was going to happen.
Iowa corn and soybean farmer Ben Reinsch on Tucker Carlson's program decided to discuss the massive inflation we're about to see in food prices here at home. According to Reinsch, grocery prices may increase up to $1,000 per month due to Russian sanctions on fertilizers. So he's talking about $5,000, and that's easily almost what it costs right now for a family of four, huh?
Well, it's not only that, but that they have diesel. Diesel has gone way up.
Yeah.
They have to pay for trucking either livestock or produce off the farms. That's gone up because of the cost of diesel. Everything that the farmer's dealing with, even his equipment repairs, a lot of the tractors, they're not being able to get parts. Kind of like Ford Motor, there are cars that people ordered that you might have to wait now another year to get your vehicle because they can't get parts. Well, a lot of these new tractors, people don't understand, have computers, GPS systems. They can't get the parts. They can't get the tractors. They can't get a tractor repaired. Well, a farmer that's waiting for parts on a, $250,000 tractor isn't going to do much farming if he can't get parts.
We're going to listen to a clip here on the other side of the hour, okay? And you're going to hear about some of that now. Remember, mad scientist Fauci is praising China. He said, you use lockdowns to force people to take the kill shot. Fauci went on PMSNBC on Thursday morning to discuss China's historic lockdowns in Shanghai. Fauci praised communist China pandemic strategy and discussed the reason for lockdowns to get everyone vaccinated with the experimental death shot. There you go.
Insane. I've listened to some of the tapes they've had where the people at night were just the sound of the people screaming, crying that were locked up in buildings, that are sick, that are hungry, that are thirsty. They are screaming. It is horrible. I don't think in my life, and I've seen some bad stuff in Nam, anything more horrible than those people locked in these high-rise buildings screaming in the night. It was, if you don't believe me, go listen to it on the Internet. It was horrible.
I did listen to this. And here's the people that are responsible for all of this, the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum, yeah.
Out of Davos.
Yep. And you're looking at George Soros here. You're looking at Bill Gates. You're looking at Mr. Fauci. You're looking at
Klaus Schwab.
Okay. All of these people there that you're looking at, the whole bunch of them, they're all the... And there's a good article by Tom Rentz. Said during the April 19 episode of Lawfare with Tom Rentz, okay, we're up against the break, and we're coming against the break. Anyhow, we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. So do not go away. Do you want to hear? If you want to listen to the clip right after the break. Now we're down to about 10 seconds, right? Okay, and so 9. Okay, folks, we're getting close. Be right back right after this. Don't go away. There's more to come right now.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.